I met Jay through I meet Jay through initially through Rashad Smith, Tumble and Dice. And he kept hitting me about this kid that he knew who could rhyme crazy, but he just had, you know, he just needed a break. But he felt like he was destined to be one of the great ones. So finally, you know, he sent me some stuff, emailed me some music, and, you know, I was instantly just like, wow. But one day I was on IM, and he just IM'd me out of nowhere, and we just started kicking it. And at first I'm like, you know, we would talk, and I was just like, yo, what is with this dude? Like, he was just so, kind of thinking the right way to put it. He would basically, like, just ask you the craziest questions, like, what would be the best way to attack this or to attack that? Because he's so much of a planner and a tactician. I learned that later on. At the time, I didn't realize why he was asking the kind of questions he was asking me. You know, he just wanted to develop this whole plan attack. And my thing was always just like, yo, just make music. I think once he got in that mindset and just started recording, you know, it was like every other day he was just sending me back something crazy. So we just started really develop a real tight relationship, almost, you know, like a brotherhood, really. So it was kind of like, you know, I consider him like my, like, you know, even though it's a cliche saying, like a brother from another mother, you know, just on the not so much on the physical, but on the spiritual level and on the artistic level, definitely. We just kind of bonded like brothers real quick, you know, and I think that's just because we have a common love for the music, and we're both really good-natured people at heart. We just really want to continue the culture and expand it instead of just doing the same, you know, same thing over and over again. And I think the reason I had kind of gotten just not necessarily discouraged, but just bored with hip hop in general is because, you know, people don't like to take risks, they don't like to try anything different. You know, in order to really make any kind of impact these days, not just sales-wise, but just on the artistry, you know, you got to be able to go to the left and try different things. And sometimes you'll get killed for it. Sometimes you'll succeed. You know, but he was one of the few artists that was just going to go all the way to the left with it. And just, you know, like this Eternal Sunshine thing. You know, I can't think of any other rapper that would even think to do something like this.
I met Jay Electronica in Brooklyn one obscure day. A friend of mine named Supernova came over to the house and, you know, told me, this is the MC I've been telling you about. He had let me hear him maybe a week prior to him coming into the apartment. I remember him coming into the apartment. I remember him taking off his shoes, as everyone does. I remember him having on black socks. They were short socks, like Jordan socks or something like that. I remember him sitting on the futon, and I was breastfeeding, and I was very busy because I was also homeschooling. And I was looking around for a place to sit my baby down, my 3-4-month-old. I handed her to Jay, and she rested comfortably there. And that's how we initially met. And he and Seven, my son, became fast friends. And they actually became friends before he and I became friends. And that was the meeting. And I remember after hearing his music, I wanted to start a record label just on the strength of hearing him. Jay Electronica, the person. I wouldn't even call him a person because he's a weird-looking cat. His ears are kind of pointy. He has a square head. He looks kind of like he's an alien from somewhere, really. But in a very beautiful way. Like some kind of mythical creature who would have a bow and arrow on his back and wings under that bow and arrow. And he also has a similar spirit to his look. He's very unorthodox in the way he treats people. He's peculiarly intelligent and makes you very curious, and it draws you in. And as he stated before, his masculine energy really draws in the female or the feminine energy, which makes me happy and mad. And he's just very easy to fall in love with because he's such a protector. He's such a positive in every kind of way, if you will. He's a plus in this world. I think everyone he knows becomes dependent on him because he helps us to see who we really are.
She said she never fell in love with a Superman, Christian, Muslim, Protestant, Lutheran. I told her that being immortal is the portal to the true nature of growth to Christ like Buddha man. That's why I never spit the traditional garbage of a night fight, bright lights, white ice to the fans. The radio was just a stereo, like a house ain't a home, and the chairs that the chair acts through the van. Go to work, go to church, let your dreams die. Bow tie, final call, and the bean pie. Yarmulke for Hanukkah, wish list for Christmas. This is the gist of the life that we lead. Why? So you can fit in with the closed minded in the city and to get clotheslined in the it end. I could care less about a plaque in the bit end to get pumped on TV by my friend. Don't get a nigga wrong, I get tempted by the rewards that all come along with making nigga songs. But what does it mean if I'm a Muslim and you a Jew? And because of that alone, we don't get along. And when you talk like this and try to walk like this, the radio stations will never put a nigga on. Just Mims, just 50, just Wayne, just Jeezy, them franchise boys and Jimmy Jones. Fuck that, fuck rap, this God hop, kingdom music for the hard rocks. I'ma spit it, tell TRL, get it in hot. 97 hit a nigga with a bomb drop. X Flex, X Slay, X Who Kid, Just Blaze said Jig is the new kid. I took Eternal Sunshine and I looped there. No drums, no hook, just new shit. Eternal sunshine of the spotless mind. Handling of a heart's a very delicate art, cause it's paper thin. When irrelevant thought that started out as a spark could be a poisonous dart that leaves a permanent mark that's ice cold in the day and burns in the dark and makes you never want to see her face again. Tee hee, what a place I'm in. lead me to the station. Yeah, a one-way ticket, don't look back. One cold tear that froze and cracked. A whole lot of pain I'm holding back. Chef said, F that, roll the sack. I said, if my skull was cracked and blood ran out to the cul-de-sac, that could not match me where I'm at. My memories flash me there and back. Yep, there goes me right there in black. Hold her hands, not staring back. She starts crying, I start denying it. It's my fault and I'm aware of that, man. In hindsight, signs be glaring back. Where's the map to show you where you're at? I could hear the crowd yelling, I could smell a tie smoke. I could hear the starter pistol, where's the track? Ring no answer, came home late. Jane told Dick she had a date. But they's just chilling, and at that moment, the right brain says to the left, just kill him. Make the headlines, make the front page. While out in the courthouse, man, thrill him. They'll say the boy dead wrong, but I feel him. Chicken bone, I can make a thunderstorm from a light rain. My ears start ringing, my nose get bloody. I feel a little bit of pressure on my right brain. Intermission, transmission, put me in submission. Glistening, trapped in the light prison. Whistling, the Christ told me come closer to the light, man. I went blind, woke up in front of a mic stand. Voodoo man, tap dancing in the French Quarter, walking on water with a scroll in my hand. The blueprints for a dish-shaped light vessel that was chiseled out of metal off the coast of Japan. Fasting on the top of a mountain out into postland. Saw a shiny object floating out of the ocean. I'm sort of like a postman. You can get the message if you want to understand from the raps.
On November
the
7th,
man.
Saw this disc-shaped object floating above the sea concourse of
Voodoo
the United
man,
Airlines.
Civilized and savage, criticized
very
the parish, spread
sky,
and false doctrine, terrorized
the clerics,
carrying on nonsense, specialized lies, paralyzed
like
the conscience.
Voodoo
man, chit chatter, abacadabra, spitting out matter while I'm shitting out data. Chew them up, shitting out rappers, sipping Pellegrino while I'm giving out matches. Set yourself on fire, let the wisdom of Elijah purify you. Take a nigga higher, sold your soul to the highest. By your now, you're on the wire, talking about 2 foot tires, saying you sell crack, clapping at cats with Max, but you a liar, pants on fire. Same old rugged cross, different crucified Messiah.
Don't get me wrong now, don't make a mistake in thinking that I'm telling you this was the beginning of the man on the earth. 50,000 years ago is like telling you 30 days ago or 10 days ago or 5 days ago to the age of the universe. We have no exact record of it, but it runs way into the trillions.
While you was blowing X amount of dollars on a bracelet, the sovereign nation of France was opening their files on the UFO phenomenon, i.e. spaceships. Is this the facts, Jack? May as well face it. Every rhyme I write will still get cracked in the chapter of Revelations. An atom get cracked in the blackness of meditation. Mysterious shit. Call me Jay Dogon, I'm on some serious shit. Scholars wonder why do he bust. Allah bless me with a mighty sea touch. Everything I lay to hands turn to Ethiopian gold, shiny and buffed. I got a firm understanding on the minus and plus. So I ain't got time to argue with a rap about how he ain't got rhymes that's fucking with minds. I'm trying to kill Lucifer, so if I have to break cause of rapping, my face telling me that he the great, you could bet a shiny Nikolai blast his motherfucking ass way past Jupiter. You couldn't be stupider fucking with the nuke. Dracula, Mayan, Aztec lion, Asiatic black man from Zion, Quetzalcoatl supreme, letting off steam, dimethyl tryptamine, make a man dream, but y'all would much rather hear me rapping about trash, the size of Erica's ass, blunts and cash, we need saving, minds are consumed with swine, we need
hold
banging.
On tight, I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen.
Faster, faster. If we don't pick up enough speed, we'll never get through.
Get through what?
Uh-huh.
You mean we're going up and out? But this room is made of glass. It'll shatter in 1,000 pieces. Or we'll be cut to ribbons.
Probably. Hold on, everybody. Here it comes.
Are you watching closely?